The whole time Sandra Bullock is propositioning him, right behind her is a portrait of JFK, and he has a Saturn V rocket sticking out of his crotch.
Once again, visual storytelling.
There's so many sight gags in this movie. It's crazy.
I also love how, like, 5 hours earlier, he learned that his wife was dead. He's like, sure, I'll fuck you. Whatever. Yeah. It's been 70 years. Or not 70, but yeah, 30 years.
So, like, okay, so wouldn't you have it? Wouldn't you know it? Sex, just like everything else in this future, sucks. It's terrible. Sex in the future involves sitting across from your partner and putting on like a VR headset that mind rapes you with images of sexy Sandra Bullock.
This is, I think, the best part of the whole movie, in my opinion, because the Sandra Bullock sex shots, right? Like, it's like this disquieting synth music. It's like a Black Mirror episode. She's shot from both sides with like different color light, and she's like writhing in this pleasurable way. And then it cross cuts to Stallone, who's doing what I call a wooga face. And it's just like zooming in over and over again.
Stallone is literally like, he is an unwilling participant in one of those games that's like, try not to come in 5 seconds. And he's trying with every cell in his body. And it's like, oh, God. It's like he's doing the same motions with his upper body as like RoboCop does when he's having memories of his family.
I will say this scene, though this was not its intention, it is the best capture of the phenomenon of having sex with somebody while thinking of someone else.
I even wrote this down, that it's the same as that Blade Runner 2049 scene. Like, that's the only other sex scene I can imagine that I can compare it to. It's very, like, it's a very unique scene in cinema. And then the thing I find really interesting is that it's, like, technologically mediated. Like, media, it has a relationship between media and sex and fantasy. And that, here I come back to my overthinking Freudian thing. This is his Oedipal moment. It's the next stage. He's moved on to the genital stage at this point. And his sexuality, his sexual urge is now mediated by the society that he's being introduced into. So like Cocteau now is like, has him by the balls. He's living in Cocteau's world.
Yes, he's desperately trying not to bust by imagining Yankees bench coach Don Zimmer and his big baseball head. But Sandra Bullock, like, entreating him is just, she keeps mind raping him. She keeps penetrating his brain space with like alluring eyes.
I feel like I would
faces.
I would have kept the thing on longer, and you know, I want. Can you nut from that shit? Like, what?
Look, sir, look like it.
Let's do it.
Stallone finishes prematurely. Like, Bullock is disappointed.
Yeah, and then, like, he's like, oh, what the hell is this? I thought we were going to do it the old-fashioned way. And Sandra Bullock's like, ew, a fluid transfer? Oh, horrible, awful.